Okay. So we're holding on Chav Tes Amud Aleph in the middle of the daf. Rabbi Zeira Boy, Eman Sholosh Keruyos Ma'at Avidlan. The three aliyahs. Now that you're learning out Birchas HaTorah from the bracha of after Mazon, Birchas HaMazon, what din is there to the three people who are Eilon, Shein Chamishin, and Mincha? Kishloisha sha'ochu ka'acha, should we compare them to people that have a mezumen, three people who eat together? Or kishloisha sha'ochu zebifnei atzmo vezebifnei atzmo? Or do we see each one as a separate one? So that means that each one would be mevorach. If we look at it like a mezumen, after all, we're learning it from Birchas HaMazon. So this is a type of mezumen. So then our rishon mevorek bracha rishona, acharon mevorek achrona, v'emtzi enem mevorek cholikar, something is a mezumen, they're yoytze one person is mevorek kulam. Basically, in this case, since they split it, so they split it. In tavdino kishlosh rok zebifnatzmo, on the other hand, if you look at them as separate aliyahs, they're not connected, afilo emtzi mevorek lefanev al acharea, then each individual, even the middle one, would say two brothers. Omer Rabbi Shmuel bar Avodime lo lamdu birkata Torah mibrakata mazon. The din of learning that, as we said before, of Kishem Hashem Ekra, and the other one was from the Kal Vachomer, that's Dafke L'Rab, because that's the Kishem Hashem Ekra b'tzibur, so then Avu Gadol Elokeinu. But we can't learn out from there that a Yochid would be Chayav. So the din of comparing three kruim, the three aliyahs in the Torah, over there, if you would consider him to be an Eilah on his own, he wouldn't be mevorach at all, right? Because he doesn't have a din of an individual, because we only learn out of a rabbi. And im la rabbi, afil beino l'linat zroin mevorach. If that's the case, so then he shouldn't be mevorach at all, because then if you have only three aliyahs, now Yochid should not be able to be mevorach. Because same way that you wouldn't say the Shem Hashem without ten mevorachim. Omer Ababa Barachoy, the Rabbi Yosef, I'll answer you. Asu kishar kol mitzvah shebetorah. Over here, it's same as any other mitzvah. Just like every other mitzvah in the Torah, mashar kol mitzvah tunu bracha, avzu tunu bracha. So this din of Birchas HaTorah biyachid is the Rabbono. Just like any other Birchas HaMitzvah. The special bracha that we learn out from Kishem Hashem Ekron, from Birchat HaMazon, that's only Barabi, and in Okinami, there it's a Diraisa. So it makes enough Kamina. Omer Shmuel Bar Nachman, Rabbi Yonatan, Ivi Avar, Kume Sidra. He was walking with Yonatan behind the Beit HaKnesset, and he hears Shema Kolon Kruya Velomavork, and he hears people going up for an Aliyah. They read the Aliyah, and they did not say a bracha because they were relying on the guy who had the previous Aliyah, who made the first bracha. Amar Lung, and he said to us, Ad matai atem osim haTorah karachot karachot. When are you going to stop making the Torah into ripped pieces? That the middle one doesn't say a bracha at all. There's already a takona. Every oil of the Torah is the work of Fanev Lachar. Moshe kinet Yisrael shiukorim b'Torah b'Shabbatot b'yamim tovim b'roshei chodashim u'b'chol haShemoed. So the original takona that Moshe Rabbeinu made was that they should read on Shabbos, Yom Tov, Rosh Chodesh, and Chol HaMoed, because it's Vayidaber Vayidei Hashem El Bnei Yisrael, which is a completely extra pasuk, because it said the parasha of all of the Moedim. So why does it say Vayidaber? Must be that he was telling them that they have to be Medaber and the Yonim of the Moed, on the Moed, which is Kriyas HaTorah. Ezra added to that, and he was Yitkin Yisrael Shekorim B'Torah B'Sheni U'B'Chamishi, so there wouldn't be 3 days without Torah. Or b'Shabbat b'Mincha, because these people don't have a chance. Sheni v'Chamishi, many people can't stay in shul that long. They have to be in the business, and so the only time that they'll get to hear that additional kriya is on. So for them, they added an extra kriya b'Mincha. And hu itkin tvi'la l'bal ikarian. He also was mitakein not to be oisik in Torah if one is a Balkari, so in order to have the Be'ema, Be'ira, Be'ratet, Be'zayah, like it says in the Pavla, the way it was given. And who he kinshu, but they dinim yoshvim b'ayarot b'shenim v'chamishi. He also made the takana that when the same time the Bnei Akvarim come in to hear Kriyat HaTorah, that should be the time in which Batei Dinim are Yoshvim. So that would be basically one time for going to the Shuk at the beginning of the week, going to court at the beginning of the week, hearing Kriyat HaTorah at the beginning of the week on Monday, the same thing on Thursday. So the middle is Koveya, the days of the Shuk, for Beis Din and for Torah. He also was the one that started the Avon Company, and who it came, Shiyu HaRochalim, Machzirim Ba'ayarot, to take Vodan Shabbat Israel. He said that you had to have companies that would have salesmen going from door to door and offering all types of goods for women, because that way Benos Yisrael would have the covet of beautiful things to wear, to cover-ups and smells and so on and so forth. And that's covet for Benos Yisrael. He also made Thursday laundry day. He also said that there's a mitzvah to bake challah early on Erev Shabbos. It should be time for Aniyim to go around while the bread is being baked in order to get the fresh bread. He also was mitaken to eat garlic on Friday night, which is the time you're supposed to be sleeping with your wife. This way, with a breath of garlic, nobody will sleep with their wife and everyone will be happy. It's actually not. But rather, he was mitaken garlic because garlic was viewed as having the power to increase the sperm cells. So that's called shum. Shum is shame. So it adds kech to shemes. So they should eat shum because that's marba zera. And it's machnis ava or motzitava. It brings in love, and it brings out the semen. He was the one that started this new English mishigas of having the girls go to the bathroom together. You know? It's the latest thing, bathrooms for two. So, but that way the women will talk together, so men will know, keep talking, so men will know that there's women there, so they won't go to the... Because in those days, the bathroom was in the fields, and you didn't want to be alone in the fields with a woman. So that way, the men will always know when the women are there. He also was the one who discovered panties, and he said women should be wearing panties. That was b'pnei ma'aseh shiira. The reason he made that takana was because of a certain event. It was a ma'aseh b'isha sheba'ala kof mikedarka v'shelo kedarka. There was a woman who was raped by their pet monkey. So that's because she wasn't wearing panties. So the monkey got turned on. So he decided you better make sure that you wear panties. And he also was mitakein shetei isha chufefet v'soreket kodem l'taharata shlosha yamim. It was also mitaken that a woman should have be spending time on her hair to wash her hair and combing her hair within 3 days of tefillah to make sure that there was no chatzitza, knotted hair or dirt, and more than that, of course, not to be marchet the chafifa from the tefillah. Rabbi Yosef, this Rabbi Yosef quoted B'Shem Debeit Rabbi Yanai, and Rav Abba Bar Kohen quoted B'Shem Rav Huna, that this was, why 3 days? Today, l'shabbat l'shayamim tavim shagoliyot, because the biggest time gap that you could have between the preparations and the need to go to the mikveh would be 2 days of yontif before Shabbos. And so she would have to now go to the mikveh at the end of Shabbos, which is 3 days after Erev Shabbos, so you give her from the 3 days. Rabbi Zeira b'shem Rabbi Yehuda, who should yes mana litfor ben atayim? When we're matir 3 days before, it's a long time. So this is dafka where the leil tefillah is chal on Shabbos yontem. But if it was chal on mitzvah Shabbos or mitzvah yontem, then let her wait and go to the mikvah later at night, because it's better. Otherwise, it's more than 3 days. Because if she has the erev Shabbos, then she has 3 full days plus the extra time before Shabbos, and by the time she gets to the mikvah, it's more than 3 days. So it has to be that Yom, the tefillah was actually on Leil Shabbos or Leil Yontif. Rabbi Bar B'Shem Rabbi Yehuda says, no. Even if it's Mitzvah Yantim, or Mitzvah Shabbos, it should also be Mutter. V'Havi Rabbi Zira Mistakobe. Rabbi Zira was looking at him like he's crazy. So why was he Matir? I mean, was it so far? It's more than 3 days. Omar Leiser Rabbi Bar said, what are you looking at me for? Matir Mistakobe. What's wrong? What did I say wrong? You think I don't understand? Maya data valone da, what is something you know that I don't know? But you look, this is a pasuk from Iyov, he's quoting. Which goes, if you said in reference to HaKadosh Baruch, HaKadosh Baruch was shouting, something you know that I don't know. So he's applying it to himself. You're looking at me to something you know I don't know? Tavin velo imanu, well, you've got better brains than me. I understand why we're looking at this, and I'm quoting you, Rabbi Yehuda. I'm telling you this way it was makabel. That's the meaning of 3 days, three full days plus the extra time. Also, Rachav Hashem Rabbi Tanchu Berub Chiyav Yomar Taima. He said, Svara, Afilu Giyaz Manan Ful Besof, the reason that even if you're going to go to the mikvah, Mitzvah Yantar, we still allow you to be, do the Chafifa, Erev Shabbos, which is the whole day Shabbos, 2 days Yantar, and then the extra time, why not go Mitzvah Yantar? Ani Omer, Shema Ma'ayane HaRachob, V'hi Mitatzelet V'ma Torah, I'll tell you why. Because she is going to be in a rush. Because what happens if Lamaisa, the mikvah, is 3 hours away from town? So she's going to be in a big rush. In which case, she's not going to do such a good job to do Chafifa properly. And therefore, she'll end up with a Chatzitza, and she won't be Torah at all. So better to have this arrangement that she should rely on the fact that she'll do a very good job before, and then she'll do a brief job afterwards, in order that there shouldn't come less of a chance to come today, chatzitza in this case, because we don't want to be dealing with too much rush before a tefillah.